speech of January 2009 about lifestyle. If we have the choice, we should carefully determine how we act and what we own. Our attitude should not only rub off on us, it does so indeed. We should not be the permanent actuals whose true insight is covered by our simulated, since we make it this way difficult for others and us. Who is at peace with herself has nothing to conceal here, since she has refined herself so well that she can act naturally and any change would only worsen the result. There are characteristic traits and inclinations that one does not like, at others and at oneself. But the refinement of oneself and the correction by others can significantly mitigate and diffuse them. L arranged it so that every problem can be solved by oneself, if not in this, then in the next life. The things that one owns should fit to oneself and reflect one's current state of development. They make all a statement about oneself before others and for oneself. Ideally, we should be able to say to everything, I own you because I need you more urgently than everybody else. In a weakened manner applies, I own you because I know nobody who needs you more urgently. From this ideal, we are far away, but it describes the cause of the biggest material evil. Now the poverty ideal is outdated and poverty is increasingly being fought. But considering everything what to own we believe we may treat ourselves to before L, we should not lose sight of the ideal mentioned, especially when we know how unwell some are that we could help. If we acquire one or two things more favorable or lower our sights concerning certain features, we can give others the saved money or spend for things that benefit others directly or indirectly. For the same reason, one should waive to donate things that are unnecessary and expensive. The state of our world allows us no life in luxury. How much more joy it is to give somebody something that she really requires. Time spent together, a good conversation, and valuable information surpass many a material gift by far. Everything can be given a personal touch. Everywhere taste can be brought to prove. The better we can empathize and the more developed she is, the easier we can bring joy to her. We can unforcedly surround us with that what is really important, without having to meet excessive expectations of others but the ones of L.